Welcome everyone to episode 59 of Bike Club. This is Eileen.
This is Lynn.
This is Stephanie.
And this is Josh.
Boy, this is like deja vu, right guys?
It is a strange feeling.
Inside joke. Hey, this is the show all things about vampires. And we will cover Twilight, Vampire's Diaries, True Blood, and even the Gates. And so if you're wondering how to find us, you can find us on our website, bikeclubshow.com. You can also email us, bikeclubshow@gmail.com. And you can also find us on Twitter at bikeclubshow. And every week, we have a wine selection of the week. And unfortunately, Stephanie and I, there's a heat wave going on, so we are not drinking wine. We're
staying hydrated because it's so hot.
Exactly. Yes. But Lynn is backing us up this week with a wonderful selection, right?
Oh, yes. I really like this. It's from Trader Joe's, $4.99. It is called Sterling Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon from Mendocino, California. This is an organic wine made with organic grapes. And it's also a twist-off cap. Instead of a cork, it's a twist-off thing. So, I don't know. I was intrigued by that just because I have not purchased one for myself. I've tasted a friend's wine with the twist off cap, but the flavor was pretty good. I think it's pretty much medium body, a bit acidic, but I like the flavor. I think it's about a 3.5 fangs, and I wonder if it'll taste good with food. I've been just drinking it, two glasses by itself, and it's been good. I enjoy it. So I highly recommend it. 3.5 fangs, Trader Joe's, $4.99 plus tax.
Nice.
Good deal.
Yay. That sounds really good.
And organic.
Well, thanks, Lynn. That sounds really good. I really want to try that that wine. So I guess we should just go ahead and get into the news. All right, the first bit of news I wanted to share was Rolling Stone's Best and Worst Vampires list. This is compiled by Peter Travers, who actually, I remember, has a recent interview with Ian Somerhalder from The Vampire Diaries. And the list is interesting to me. The best list is interesting because at number 10, at the bottom, is Robert Pattinson with The Twilight Saga. Let's see here. Then we've got Deborah Ann Woll is on the list at 9. We've got some oldies but goodies. Then we've got Nicolas Cage. I don't know The Vampire's Kiss. You guys, do you know that movie?
No.
Okay, no. Well, he's at 5. That's pretty high. That's kind of weird.
Wow.
But 4, Alexander Skarsgård, Lynn. And then this is why I mentioned earlier that Peter Travers had an interview with Ian Somerhalder, because he's sitting pretty at number 3. Way above Edward, who's at number 10. So obviously Ian Somerhalder, what did he charm Peter Travers maybe in his interview?
Maybe.
I don't know. But
sure.
I mean, it's great. I'm glad he's up there. So no notes on him.
Good job.
But then at number 1 is Bela Lugosi, who the original that we who played Dracula. So the worst list is interesting. At number 5 is Tom Cruise. I don't know why I think that's weird. Does anybody else think that's weird, or do you think that's justified?
I didn't really care for Tom Cruise. It's more of a personal preference.
Same here.
He's kind of pansy to me, but whatever. It's number 5 on the worst list. I'm not going to argue.
Right. Now, number 4 is really interesting because Kate Beckinsale is on this list at number 4, the worst. I don't think she's worst. I like her.
Yeah, me too. She's female too, because on the list there isn't any female, so she should not be the worst.
I don't think she's the worst. I don't know. Maybe you guys agree out there who's listening, but I don't know. I don't know. I like her, so I think that's wrong. Eddie Murphy, Vampire in Brooklyn, number 2. Never seen it. Doesn't look like I would want to watch it.
No.
But I think it's really curious that at number 1 is Peter Facinelli. from the Twilight Saga as Carla Cullen. And then they have this picture of Austin Scarlett, who was one of the finalists in Project Runway one year. Yeah, they look very similar, and I think it's funny that the picture is there, but I don't think he should be one the worst. I mean, that's kind of like, do you really know what Carla... I mean, I think a lot of people think Carlisle is one of the cooler vampires, especially if you don't like Edward. They're like, oh, Carlisle's better.
Yeah. Blah, blah, blah,
whatever. I don't know.
He can't be the worst vampire. I mean, he can't be worse than Eddie Murphy. I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah. God.
Eddie Murphy just looks ridiculous with those terrible contacts in. Apparently, it was supposed to be a comedy that no one's seen.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, and I don't know that I want to, so I can see why it's ranked. He's ranked pretty high, but not number one, and Peter Facinelli, I don't know about that, but... So I don't know, you guys out there listening, take a look at the list. Let us know what you think. Is there somebody missing on this list?
Angel and Spike from the top 10.
Oh, yes.
Outrage.
Buffy fans. You know, if there's, besides Angel and Spike, if you guys have any, I'd love to hear what you guys think of the best and worst vampires on film and TV, the Rolling Stones list. And there's so many lists out there, but I just, you know, this just came out recently, and I thought it was worth chatting about.
All right, let's move on to Twilight news. So apparently there's some rumors about Breaking Dawn in around the internet recently. And Summit released some official news about how there's no local auditions. The rumor about Renesmee's name changing is in Breaking Dawn is false. Contrary to Xavier Samuel's IMDb page, Riley will not appear in the Breaking Dawn films, and also a U.S. release date for the Eclipse DVD has not been confirmed or announced by Summit. So so all of the things Summit wanted to address, but most recently on Facebook, the one thing about casting is that they did set up the local casting recently hired in Vancouver and also Louisiana. So I guess the main casting director is Deborah Zane from Deborah Zane Casting in Los Angeles. And then under her, there's two casting agencies. One is Aikens and Cossey Casting in Vancouver, and then Finn Cannon and Associates in Wilmington, North Carolina for the Louisiana-based casting. So for those of you who want to be audition for Breaking Dawn, send your information there. And this is from Facebook, the Twilight Saga Breaking Dawn page.
I'm going to send my headshot because I want to be one of the international vampires.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We all can be in it this time.
Yes, we can.
Wherever. I just remember it being like Egypt, like tons of different countries were coming to the Cullen House to help fight the Volturi possibly. So why not be us? Why not?
Yeah, we should. There's email information, address information. So send it to everyone.
I'll go anywhere. I'll go to, you know, Louisiana, whatever. I'll go.
Yay. Yes.
Okay. Let's see who gets in.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, let's move on to Vampire Diaries news really quick. I just saw a quick, there's like a 4-minute interview online from CNN with Steve McQueen, Steve R. McQueen, who plays the beloved Jeremy on the Vampire Diaries. And I didn't know this, but he's also in Piranha 3D. I don't know if it's just me on this panel that wants to watch that movie, but I do. And now that he's in it, now I have more reason to watch it. I hope he doesn't die. So yeah, check that out.
Yeah, after that, watching the video. Die.
What's that?
What? Did you say you just don't want him to die?
I don't want him to die in the movie. I hope he's one of those that survives. You know, like there's like this big party. Yeah, I don't know if you've seen some scenes, but they're like partying on the lake and stuff. And I hope he's not one of the casualties. You know, like I hope he's like one of the heroes that helps somebody or saves a girl, or maybe he dies in honor, like to save lots of people.
Well, yeah.
Hopefully he's just not like one of those jerks, like the jock jerk who's partying with the hot girls and, you know, then he must die. I mean, but I don't know.
Yeah. I like him after watching the video. I like how he says that he likes playing characters that are kind of like not your, your mainstream character. Like, he likes to play characters that are kind of like the wallflower, or someone who's out of the main scene, or some, you know.
Yeah.
So I liked him.
So maybe he wasn't, like, maybe he's some weirdo. He's some, like, oh.
He comes up with the secret jock formula to destroy the Piranhas.
I don't know. I'm going to watch it. I'm a sucker for these kinds of movies, and now it's in 3D. I'm like, yeah, cool.
Ooh, great. Well, the next thing about Vampire Diaries is that on TVGuide.com, the Vampire Diaries cast, there's this video about, they comment about why vampires are so darn sexy. And also included is that the season one DVD will come out August 31st. So go to the stores or go wherever. It's in Blu-ray, it's in regular DVD. So if you miss season one, the DVDs will be out August 31st.
I'm going to get one. Super excited.
Yes.
So I think we decided that, Stephanie, you're going to do like a mega update next week of the gates, yes. Right?
Yeah, all
right.
It's getting a lot better. This past episode was pretty good. And, you know, we've got vampires and succubus and werewolves. They're all coming into their own. So I can't wait to talk to you about it next week.
Exciting. And I'm going to try and get caught up. I'm three behind. So I'm going to try and get caught up so I can help you out.
Yeah. Sorry. I still haven't watched that.
And I think it's just past your boat. It's like,
yeah, I know. It's, yeah.
Well, you'll get into a different series that we're not into or something. I know that'll happen, but maybe that'll balance it out.
Yes.
Moving on to True Blood. Okay, congratulations are in order finally for Anna Paquin and Stephen Moyer, who are now married. Yay!
Yay.
And then apparently during the reception, Stephen Moyer jumped into the ocean with a bunch of people. And there's some pictures online from justjared.com, which is hilarious. It seems like a big contingency jumped into the water with him. So congrats to the happy couple.
Yes. And another congrats is to Alexander Skarsgård, because his birthday is on Wednesday, August 25th. He turns 34. And I thought this was really cool. So on HollywoodCrush.mtv.com, there's an article about how he is going to celebrate his birthday by donating personal items to a charity auction. So this way, I guess the fans can, you know, give their money to a charity to support Amnesty International. And, you know, he, instead of buying him a gift. So I thought that was really sweet. And then also, I think Charlene Harris is also giving an autographed copy of her latest book, Dead in the Family. So, yeah, I may participate in that auction.
Oh, for some, yeah, for some of the items, you should.
Yeah.
Oh
my gosh. And then also, this is just a side note that I found on usmagazine.com. So apparently there's an article about how he doesn't wear a sock during the nude scene. So interesting. And then Anna Paquin, Stephen Moyer, Alexander Skarsgård, they will present at the 62nd Annual Primetime Emmy Awards taking place on, gosh, what is that? Sunday.
I'm so 29th.
Yay. I can't believe it's so fast, because usually it's in September and it's in August.
No.
I feel like it's in a week or 10 days.
Yeah. Well,
and then also True Blood is nominated for Best Drama. Yes. Congratulations.
Yay. We'll see. They've got some hefty competition, but, you know, good luck.
Yes.
Good luck. Okay, let's get into our recap. True Blood, Season 3, Episode 10. This one was called I Smell a Rat.
When you came in, the air went out. And every shadow filled up with doubt. I don't know who you think you are, but before the night is through, I wanna do bad things with you.
Now I wanted to just start by talking about Anne Rice, who updates, I don't follow her Facebook so much, but Lynn, you do, but she updates every week about how she feels about True Blood. And I thought it's interesting because, you know, I think Charlaine thinks of Anne as, you know, a mentor and that kind of thing. And, you know, she says in her Facebook status, "Tonight's True Blood was crammed with action, revelations, and for me, laughs. It was undiluted fun. Sam, still my favorite character. I had no idea. And Bill, my favorite vampire. But Jason's high on my list right now. And I'm glad we know the nature of Jason's little lady friend, Crystal. How did you guys rate the episode?" I had no idea Sam was her favorite character. That's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. It was, yeah, she posted it on the website, on her Facebook a while back. And also she doesn't really, she doesn't love Eric. So.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed. That,
yeah.
Okay. You're disappointed?
But, well, a little bit disappointed. How can you not with that silk blue...
Did she say why she doesn't like Eric?
Yeah, she said something about she likes Bill having to struggle with his... with morality and his nature. And she feels that Eric is just too much at complete peace with his dark side. And so she finds that less interesting.
Well, that's the character Louis in Interview for the Vampire. You know, that's Brad Pitt's character is basically, you know,
Bill-like.
Yeah, Bill-like. So that's probably what she's gravitating towards. Also, just before we really dig in, the postmortem, and he was also in the episode, but Steve Newland is back, and we talked about it. Like, wait, we have to see the Fellowship of the Sun. I know, Josh, you called it. You called it, and if you haven't seen it yet, check out the postmortem because he takes calls. takes some calls from people about, you know, oh, I told you so, and then he's trying to answer these, whatever. It's funny. You should watch it.
Yeah, super funny.
It's hilarious. Okay, you know what? I am so freaking happy that they started the episode with telling us what Sookie is. Because first of all, for those of us who read the books, I'm just so tired of like keeping it in. You know, I'm like, oh, I don't want to tell anybody. Oh my God. Yay.
Oh, tired of not knowing even for not knowing in the books. I mean,
yeah, weren't you tired?
They really dragged it out. Yeah,
they did drag it out.
They did. And so the fact that they like right at the top of the show, well, let's hear that conversation.
I'm a fairy? How f***ing lame.
Fairy is but one of the names.
What other names are there?
Fenodrea, Elalon, the old people, aliens.
God f***ing damn it. I really am an alien.
Only part. You're mostly human. Apparently a fae coupled with one of your female ancestors.
Coupled?
The fae were known for... breeding with humans, sometimes against the human's will.
My people are rapists? How do you know all this?
One of them called Claudine told me.
Claudine?
I like the whole alien thing.
Yes.
I like the whole alien thing, too. I think, you know, the many names that she's called, and she's like, how effing lame. Yeah. I thought that was awesome Sookie reaction to it all. She's like, what? Huh?
Yeah, and then also in reaction to, like, you know, how that happened with her family's lineage. Yeah. She's like, oh, what? You mean my people are rapists?
Yeah. Right.
I don't think she's accepting it too well.
I know she's not.
I did like that we learned about why the fairies don't like vampires, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I guess we find out that the fairies think that they became almost extinct because of vampires.
Mm-hmm.
And how vampires can't really control themselves.
Yeah. That's how it is in the book, and that's why Bill had that reaction to Claudine last week. You know, he just wanted to bite her. It's just she's a full fairy. So there is just that, you know, they smell their blood. It's so delicious. They're just they're irresistible beings. Yep. And so vampires, and they're very much like that in the book. They just can't help themselves, you know, around fairies. They just get very, I don't know, they get transfixed almost, you know, and they can't.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yep. So, okay, so yay, we find out. And along the same lines, I'm really happy that we found out about Crystal, too, and we'll get to her in a little bit. But thank effing God.
I think it's mainly, like, there was a lot of revelations and a lot of kind of, like, you know, letting us know what they're hinting at the past, like, 9 episodes.
I know. And, I just felt like it was getting dragged out, like you said.
It was. And then now we only have 2 episodes left. And that was, I was kind of disappointed when I realized at the end of the episode.
Yeah. So I think, too, coming off of that huge last scene from last week.
That set the bar so high.
It did. I mean, it's still probably one of my favorite True Blood scenes. And then, you know, now it's just sort of revelation after revelation after revelation. I almost felt like it didn't carry from last week. You know,
there wasn't a lot of wow factor in this episode, but they did answer a lot of questions. They were trying to pack in a lot of info
to
keep the story progressing, I thought.
Yeah. I mean, we even find out what Holly is. She's a Wiccan.
Yes, exactly.
That means, you know, so that's answered. You know, she's giving those drugs to, or trying to give that whatever thing to Sam. whatever that was. Yeah. So, let's just go back to Sookie, who's, you know, kind of dealing with all of this, trying to understand what she is and what that means. And, you know, trying to understand if what Bill and her have is real, which I think is a really valid question. And I think it's a valid question even in the books, you know, like both, you know, Bill and Eric have been feeding on her blood, this and that. And so how much of that is really real, you know, real feelings they have for her, and how much of that is driven by their like infatuation because she is part fairy. I like that they raise that in the show. And she's questioning on the show. I like that. She's just like, well, how do I know what you're saying is true? Who do I trust? And so, you know, Eric, she goes to Eric towards the end of the episode and basically confronts him because, you know, even earlier on, you know, he had mentioned that you're not going to see me anymore. I forget what exactly he said, but, you know, I'm not going to be around much longer kind of thing.
He's saying goodbye for some reason.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and then even before that, she has that dream of him, you know, just like, look, listen, and Eric is just saying, you have feelings for me, blah, blah, blah. So what did you guys think of that kiss between, the real kiss between Eric and Sookie?
I started screaming in happiness. I was like, you know, I think it was at this point where I realized that I'm on Eric's side.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, because, you know, kind of for the last couple of episodes with Bill, kind of like, Bill, okay, whatever. Kind of getting tired of their back and forth with Sookie. And when she finally was kissing Eric, I was like, yes! Well, what did you guys think?
I thought the same thing, but I thought it was like, it's about time. Like, I thought it was a little late. I wish there was maybe an episode or 2 episodes early, you know?
Yeah.
But I was glad that finally happened.
I agree. I mean, you know, when that happened, it was kind of a relief to me. Like, finally, you know, because now that I've seen that, I'm like, okay, we need to move this along. We need to move the story along. And I know that this is a different universe from the books, but I still think Alan Ball is heading towards some of the same directions. So we should move there, you know? And the fact that she's kind of back with Bill is kind of disappointing in a way, you know? Not that she really has to be so mean like she is in the books, because they have a really like... they really kind of talked it out, this, you know, what you did to me in the van and whatever. Whereas in the books, I feel like she just kind of never took any kind of consideration, you know, to what happened. And so, which is fine either way, but I like that it was softer, but I don't really agree that she should have gone back to him, you know? So, and like when Tara sees, you know, Bill kiss her before leaving. I mean, of course she's going to freak out and just be like, that man that you're with, you know, when she was crying and like admitting that she was raped by, you know, his kind and all that stuff. I mean, that, you know, that was pretty heavy stuff. And,
yeah. Especially annoyed when Tara revealed that she was there with Bill and Bill didn't lift a finger to help her.
Yes, exactly. Yep. I mean, you know, that should, again, I mean, we know what was going on. He was trying not to, overall, you know, he's trying to protect Sookie, but, you know, that is her best friend, you know, one of her best friends. So why, you know, she was in danger, you know?
Yep.
So, rightfully so, I think, you know, all of these things are out there, and, you know, whether or not she should trust Bill, Should she? I don't know. You know, it's funny because I look at Stephen Moyer and the way he's acting, and I feel like he's trying to, like, he does pause. He has that pause of, like, I know more and I'm not going to tell you. But then
yes.
He reveals at the right time. So I like the way he's acting because you're just like, do we trust him? You know what I mean? Like, and then he has these conversations to help kind of get that trust back from Sookie. But then there's that look that he has every once in a while. I'm like, I don't know if I trust you. But blah, blah, vampire emergency, blah, happens. And one of my favorite lines, so that we could break up the whole makeout session between Eric and Sookie. And I really like that Pam laid down the line with Eric and kind of reminded him about him and her and, you know, the bigger picture. So here's their conversation.
You're too busy signing wills and making out with the solution instead of using her.
There isn't any way to use her. It won't work.
We know Russell wants her. Give her to him to save your own skin.
No.
He's gonna get her anyway, sooner or later.
No. I won't do that to her.
You're choosing a human? Over yourself, Eric? Over me?
Your lack of sentiment has always been your most admirable quality. Do not disappoint me now.
You would have said and done anything to save Godric. I have no interest in inheriting your farm on Erland. That place is a windy shithole. If you're not going to give him Sookie, at least figure out how to use her. And fast.
Ooh, laying down the law.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And I think that's that part of Pam mentioning about Godric, how, you know, what what Eric would do anything and everything for to save Godric. That really, I think, got Eric. And that's what we see at the end of the episode where he locks up Sookie.
I think you're right. Yeah. I mean, throwing that name Godric around doesn't, you know. It's not a light thing, you know?
No, it's so, not. No, it's
he
not.
Just needed to be kind of reminded, not that I want Sookie to be put and chained and locked up the way that he did with
her. Yeah, he put her in that little contraption that he usually puts Yvetta in.
I know, and like Lafayette was there with all those, you know, people like in season two when he was locked up, you know? So, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess I just don't know. So that part of it... How is he going to use her?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we'll find out next week.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's going to use her, but at the same time, he doesn't want her to get hurt. He does.
Right.
You know, they do have a connection here, and I believe that he does care for her. So, I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. This is one of the missing puzzles. Okay, so Tara and let's go back to Tara. Tara and Jason have a really, really touching scene before everything goes crazy again. And let's hear a little bit of that.
Sometimes when you try to save people, you end up not. It's almost like your right hand, it's not talking to your other hand. And you don't know which one to listen to because they both want to do the right thing. And
Jason, I'm trying to say thank you. The last night, you let me crash. You just get it.
Tara, you know I ain't that deep.
For some reason, you like pretending you're too dumb to know better, do better. But you're good. I can count on you.
Oh, that was a really, really touching scene between the two of them, and they kissed and all of that. But, you know, the whole time it was happening, I'm like, I don't know, Jason, you got to tell her. I don't know. What were you guys thinking? Because the whole time I'm like, Jason, you got to tell her. You got to tell her.
Yeah.
I didn't like where it was going. I think I just felt more uncomfortable with Tara and Jason kissing because I just felt like it was wrong. And I knew that he was... I don't know, like, after, I wasn't used to it.
Yeah. But did you guys want him to confess? Because I really wanted him to confess. I was like, you got to do it now.
I didn't. I was a little afraid for Tara to hear the news at that point because she had just been through so much. I mean, she got tortured, and then she had to murder that Franklin, and she's just had a really bad time. And I just worried for her to hear that news at that point. I didn't think it was right for him to tell her when she was so vulnerable.
Well, I was just worried that, you know, it was going to go on where she just looked at him with this like hero look, and then like he was going to drop it. Like, I don't even know if there was a good time.
You know? And when he did tell her, he's just like, I shot eggs, say something, hate me, be angry. But he didn't give her the same context that he gave to Sookie. And that's why.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of wish that he had explained a little bit more that, you know, eggs was attacking Andy, and he didn't say all that, and so of course Tara's gonna be just straight up pissed.
That's true.
Good point. I was not satisfied with the way Jason did that.
Good point. Okay, now let's just talk about Crystal since we're here with Jason now. She is, I feel like a drum roll, she is a panther. So happy everybody can.
It was a pretty panther, I have to say. When I saw gorgeous. It,
yeah.
Oh, I was like, wow.
It was a real panther too, because I remember in a few episodes back in the Bite Club, we actually had talked about some spoiler pictures where there was a photo of a panther on set. And I don't know. I finally made the connection. I was just really happy that it's out in the open now, because that's another thing that was just dragged out a lot.
Oh my god, that took forever.
So long. I thought we would have seen a panther already, you know? Yeah. I don't know if it was just because they were trying to, like, behind the scenes get a panther and it was taking a while. Right. I don't know. I have no idea, but
and then the whole reason why she, you know, we see the reveal is probably because she has nowhere to go. She got in a fight with her dad based on last week's events.
Yeah, and she probably... Well, here's that little conversation, short conversation with her dad, Calvin and Crystal.
You let these f***ers put pepper juice in me?
They saved your life. I can take care of myself. Daddy, wait! Daddy!
Them f***ers is a whole new dimension of trash.
I love that line from Lafayette. I know. I guess I thought that we would have seen something sooner. I don't know. I mean, I just agree that it's been dragged out too long. The whole, you know, they're a panther. We're a panther. But whatever. I'm glad it's, you know, it's out in the open, and I'm glad she chose to reveal herself to Jason because it's time, you know. Mm-hmm. She doesn't want to go back. She doesn't want to go back to, you know, that life that she lives. She doesn't want to be betrothed and try and like carry the line, you know. She doesn't love that guy, you know.
So. Oh yeah, that's right. Calvin was like, "You just need to lay there and have his baby." And I was like, "Oh my god. You're the worst father."
Well, I think he's like worried about the lineage. I mean, he's not that he should have, you know, said it that way, but
right.
She doesn't love him, you know, it's not gonna work. So, all right. Moving on to Sam, I wanted to talk about him really quick. And the whole time with his little flashback of being a con man, I had two things going on in my mind. One was, one was just like, whoa, he's like Sawyer from Lost all of a sudden. I'm like, this is weird. One of my favorite character over there. And then who was that lady? Because I'm like, she looks so familiar. And I did the IMDb.
Vampire Diaries.
Yeah, that was Lexi. And I was like, why do I know this woman? Why do I know this woman? But anyways, she played Lexi. So it was kind of good to see her, even though she didn't last that long in this episode. But it's kind of interesting. Like, you know, we've talked about the fact that we're going to see some dark sides of Sam. And I guess we're seeing the flashbacks of it, too. And maybe how that's all going to come into play. Maybe he's going to be a little darker, which is sad.
How do you like his clean shaven look?
No, I
don't like it.
I like Sam the way he is now.
I had a feeling.
Well,
I guess it made him look younger.
It did. It made him look younger, but I'm just like, no, that's not the Sam I like. So, sorry. I like Sam Trammell.
How do they do that? Because he must have to like grow. Oh, they must have shot it like when they filmed it. they must have filmed him with the goatee first and then he grows them back, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, they probably they probably shot it. I don't know.
Different timing. Yeah, so.
Different timing, yeah. Giving him some time to grow the facial
hair. Grow it back.
Facial hair grows fast, though. Boy's hair can grow back in like a week.
Yeah, that's true. Very, very true. Okay, now Russell, he is still grieving and he's still carrying the urn.
Yes.
And
he's moved on. He's trying to move on.
He finds
this prostitute.
Who looks kind of like tall, dark, kind of Talbot-ish.
Yeah, he looks like Talbot. But all I was seeing, guys, I'm sorry, but all I saw was Naveed from 90210. Because it's the same character. You know, it's the same actor.
I couldn't remember who that was, too, and I was thinking, why do I know that guy?
Oh, I was screaming at my screen. I was screaming the whole time. I was like, Naveed, no.
Was he from the old 90210 or the new one?
The current 90210.
Then I don't know. Okay.
No, he did such a good job at being this gay prostitute on True Blood. I thought he did a really good job. But I just couldn't get over the fact that it's Naveed because he's such a clean-cut, good kid.
Good kid on the show. I see. Okay. So I guess Russell was just looking for some closure, you know, right? Is that basically what's happening here?
I think so, because what happens is that he takes him to bed and, you know, they do their thing and you know, Russell starts to be affectionate towards this kid. And anyway, he ends up staking the kid. And then somehow the prostitute's body turns into Talbot. And Russell is telling Talbot how he feels and getting his closure.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of sad. But, you know, I think he just doesn't realize that the 90210 kid is human.
90210 kid.
I don't know. But I was doing some reading online, and I heard a little rumor that the gay prostitute is going to come back.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Do you
think
he'll
make him a vampire?
Yeah.
Because he needs a new Talbot.
Yeah.
But I don't. I mean, that's just a rumor. Don't know.
Okay.
I would love to see 90210 kid on the show again.
902. Okay, that's his name now.
That's how we call him, 90210 kid.
Whatever is on the show.
Okay, I am also really happy that Arlene told Terry who the baby's father is, and Terry was just the most awesome. He gave the most awesome answer. He just supported her. He just said, "Well, you know, I will raise that baby as my own." I loved Terry in that moment. I thought that was great. She was just like, "It's evil," and she's like, "No, we're gonna give it the love that it needs and all that stuff." I was just like, "You go, Terry. You go. You take care of Arlene."
He said that it was a good line. He said, "We're gonna surround that baby with so much love. He's not gonna have a chance to be evil or something like that." It was real cute.
Love, love, love that. Now let's talk a little bit about Lafayette and Jesus. Is everybody thinking about
that? Jesus surprised me.
He did?
He did, because one week he's like, you know, bagging on Lafayette for being a drug dealer and being all goody two-shoes. And then the next episode he's like, "I want to do V with you." I'm like, come on, hypocrite.
Because he didn't understand the power, and watching Calvin earlier in the episode get healed up by the V, he was like, "Oh my goodness, this is powerful." But you're right. There was a little hypocrisy there when he was, you know, it's not just getting a high though with V. Yeah. There's a lot more that goes with that. And I guess he wanted to kind of, you know, I don't know, experience it, but
it may also be a way to, you know, how they kind of did a little bit of, I don't know, traveling of different dimensions or different time zones, or I don't know where they went, but their hallucinations, because he kept saying how, you know, the magic, how powerful they are, the whole mad intuition, bringing that to life, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a way also for Jesus to bring that out of Lafayette, because he did mention how powerful Lafayette is, and he just doesn't know what power he has. And
right.
Yeah.
I also felt like we were kind of getting a glimpse of their backstories.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because some of the older people in their visions were like their grandfathers or their great, you know, great grandmothers. Mm-hmm. And I guess there's a lot of magic and spells.
Yeah. And I think, like I mentioned last week, I think I wonder if they're going to replace the witches, you know?
Well, Holly's around.
Well, no. But then instead of having the witches,
Holly and
them will team up. Maybe. Route. But anyway, Stephanie, you'll find out. Sorry, you too.
we won't say anymore. And then finally, let's talk a little bit about Tommy, Jessica, and Hoyt. I love the scenes with Jessica and Hoyt, and then of course Tommy's just lurking behind, lurking.
I am officially joining Stephanie and Josh on Tommy is a douchebag. Was that what you guys called it?
Yes. Every week.
Oh my God! Wasn't that amazing though?
After Hoyt, talked to Jessica, and he left. Tommy started, harassing Hoyt. Oh my God! I just screamed out of happiness when Hoyt just punched him square in the face.
Yes. When Jessica, tosses Tommy the dog
through the dog.
That was awesome.
It was hilarious.
That's interesting too, because now he's had her blood, and she needed to heal him, so that's why. But this is all really good. I'm liking this, and she admitted, she loves him and all this stuff. But
Jessica and Hoyt might be back on, I guess.
I love it. Yeah. Love it.
That would happen.
Thank goodness.
In the previews, we see that kind of happening. But I think Tommy still might be kind of trying to get in there. So.
Gosh! Go away, Tommy.
Snap him.
I don't know what his purpose is now.
Kick him.
I don't either. I'm
sure he'll interfere more, because he was kind of lurking in the woods, watching Jessica and Hoyt together, and he's got this mischievous look in his eye. And I don't know. I'm just glad. I hope Summer's out of the picture.
Oh, sure. Gosh, she was annoying, so too.
Annoying. I don't know. I think she's still in the books, so I don't know. Wait,
Summer's in the books?
Well, Hoyt is with someone in the books. I can't remember the name.
With
someone in the books. And okay. Jessica, because Jessica doesn't exist. So, right.
I love the Jessica comment. She's just short.
Oh, I know. Yeah, from last week. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah, that was from last week.
Tommy and Summer will get together and run away together off the show.
There, perfect.
Oh, perfect, yes.
Oh, maybe. Well, Tommy, I'm mixing up everything now, but, Sam does have a brother, but is not annoying like Tommy. He does have a brother in the books, so I don't know. Anyways, I'm just saying he might not go away. I hate to say that.
Yes.
We'll find out.
He may not go away for a while. And okay, so that pretty much wraps up our recap of True Blood. I smell a rat. There's so many things are happening. I can't believe there's only two episodes left. But that's what there is. So crazy, crazy, crazy. I just wanted to make a point of correction really quick. In the book, Sophie Ann is betrothed, but is not betrothed to Russell. I completely got that wrong. It's a different king. In the books, she's betrothed to the king of Arkansas. His name is Peter. So I've made some references before in the past, and I was doing a little bit of research on Wikipedia, just trying to remember who was who and when this happened and why it happened in the books and why it's not happening on the show or whatever. But anyways, I just wanted to kind of clarify. Do you remember that at all, Lynn?
I do now, because when you mentioned, I forgot the name, but definitely the King of Arkansas. I remember that aspect.
Yeah.
But I also remember the King of Mississippi, too.
Yes, Russell is in the books, but he is not betrothed to, they don't have this marriage. I thought that's what it was from the books, and then I forgot it was a completely different king, so.
I think they kind of combined.
Yeah.
The two kings.
That must be what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think the Arkansas one had a Talbot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like Talbot. Yeah. That's why I was getting confused. Yeah.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sure that, people who are really, dedicated to the book, I've made references like, oh, it's like that in the book, blah, blah, blah. Well, no.
Well, yeah.
Almost. So I just want to make that clarification. Okay, everybody. This is going to be it for our show this week. And we will be back next week. So sorry we didn't get to emails again. We will get to that. coming soon. And if you have any questions for us, go ahead and send us an email, bikeclubshow@gmail.com, or go ahead and post questions on our blog. And gosh, two more episodes, you guys, and True Blood is over.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I was really surprised when they said two more episodes left before, you know. And
well, they better be really good.
I know.
They better be really good. Yeah.
Hey, I'm hopeful. The previews look really exciting.
Yeah.
Are they taking a break for Labor Day? Do we know yet? Do we know the schedule?
I'm not surprised if they did, because I thought last year, I feel like because they did it for July 4th. So yeah. Maybe the Labor Day weekend is the one that they do all the, you know, episodes and have people catch up, you know?
Yeah, I think so too. I think they might. So we'll see.
But that would work out because you're going to Dragon Con, right?
That's right. And that is my selfish wish that they take Sunday of Labor Day off, because we're going to be, I'm going to try and meet some True Blood cast members.
Great. I hope so.
At Dragon Con in a couple weeks. So we'll see. So, all right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.